Oh, listen, it was a great start and great energy and everything that we've looked in the players. I thought the two quality of the goals that we got were second to none. And I thought we broke on them, you know, on numerous occasions. I've always hoped the last few weeks that we've got great energy in the forward areas. And it was only a wee final ball that maybe let us down, maybe stuck us too wide, etc. Maybe a poor touch. So we get ourselves into a good position. And that's what I said to him. It's a good position, but can he make sure that it's a comfortable position? And that's what I felt, you know. It then became, Ali, that because you're 2-0 up, and we've all played in the games, that you think it's a game of football, you'll just go and enjoy it, and you forget what gets you the success in the first time because you just want to go and play in the ball. And that sort of was the discipline that we lost for their first goal that came through. We get players going into wider areas, but weren't meant to be in that areas in the first place. We lose possession, bang, and one ball through the heart ears. And I thought we were very fortunate because if Martin had clipped them, you know, we're probably down to 10 men also. Whether we'd have conceded a goal, was it, would that have been a penalty? Or was it outside it? No, it was outside the box, wasn't it? But it would have been even more difficult. Spoke about that and getting back in the character at the beginning of the second half. And again, you know, to lose it in the way that we did through a penalty with one ball. And I thought the boy, was it 19 Shepherd? Yeah. I thought his movement caused us a bit of problem, to be perfectly honest. And that's what I said to the two centre-backs in particular. Because they've not really come up against that in this league as of yet. But they've got to learn how to deal with that. So that's a great learning tool for them today. And we've spoke about that throughout the game there. And, you know, Kevin's adamant it's no penalty, but I think even just making the type of contact that he has or has got his clothes, he gives him a decision. And I just felt it was one of the games of the day that all the decisions weren't going for Clyde the day at all. You know, you could even hear one just as the referee does give us one and the fans all applaud it. So you could just, sometimes you can see the games going there. But and then we look to tweak because I really feel that Edinburgh, who did fantastically well, have then got the ascendancy. They've probably got the ascendancy coming in at half time after just getting the goal just prior to half time. They then come in and get the equaliser. And we've then got to try and steady. We've got to try and stop that flow. And we change our system ever so slightly. We bring in the three players for during the week, and I thought they had great contributions, you know. The ball that comes over the top, back out, good pressure for ourselves, comes to Raymond Grant, and he plays a lovely first time into the pocket for me, Jack Boyle. He turns absolutely fantastic, and that's what he's got in his locker. You know, he can pick that up, he can spin in a sixpence, but to get his head up as quickly as he did and play a time-perfect pass for a well-timed, perfect run, be good, Willie, and, you know, a fantastic finish again, be goody. So we're delighted, and there was no greater time to score with a couple of minutes to go in that. You know, it doesn't give them any time to really to react to it. So
how did you feel when they put one in the net and the ref?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Ali. You know, I just felt wee things at that stage of the game, they weren't going our way.
And you got the decision.
And I look at it, that one that you're talking about, and I watched the decision that we made, and we Ali loves actually got good possession doing this bottom corner. Yeah. And Ozzy has today's pass the ball back to Tom Lang, but he tries to thread one through himself, and that's where we lost the possession for that. They then go up the pitch and get their two corners. And it's wee things like that that just run the... You just get a wee gut feeling every now and again. And don't get me wrong, it was a... I did notice the push myself on them, but... We've been defending set plays and cross balls admirably well, so we have. But, you know, I'm disappointed. I'm delighted with the 3 points. I'm as delighted with the 3 points along with the performance that I had in the last 2 weeks. No, because we've not the last couple of weeks we didn't let a 2-0 lead slip away from us. Today we did, but what my players did show was fantastic character to get it back again.
It's 3 in a row, is that a good bit of momentum you feel you've got now?
I think it's certainly positive momentum. And you know, we've got to take positive confidence from that also. And I've spoken to the guys, you know, prior to today's game. And I think going into the past 2 weeks, the Montrose game and the Peterhead game, anyone outside that dressing room probably wouldn't have given us a great chance of winning the football game, you know, but we certainly did. And then coming into this game today and the other ones that are round about us, we come into like a sort of mini league, you know, the teams that are round about us here. But I thought after the two performances that we had against Peterhead and Montrose, the two top teams, there was a bit of pressure on us today, because that was a game that outsiders now, as well as us inside, would expect it, would have had you expecting to win it. So there was a different type of pressure there for the players. And I did, you know, there were a lot of good stuff in the first half. So there was. And sometimes you lose that wee bit of focus on the good things that you've done just because you lose a goal. So you did. But I've also got to give Edinburgh City a great deal of credit in the way that they kept digging in. I thought, you know, they've got good energy. Actually, a good team going forward. So they are. So, as I said there, we had a few challenges today. And we managed to answer them and come out with the result that we desired.